Support for KNKX's studio sessions comes from the University of Puget Sound, an independent liberal arts university. Through scholarly engagement and collaborative education, Puget Sound prepares students for careers in the arts, sciences, research, and entrepreneurship. More at pugetsound.edu.
Therese Dufond with an exclusive KNKX studio session. Fresh off of his performance for the 2025 Earshot Jazz Festival, we have Bilal making a quick pit stop in our studios. The genre-bending artist has truly made a career of just effortlessly flowing through all types of genres, hip-hop, jazz, soul, rock and roll as well. He does a little bit of everything. So we're honored to have him in studios today, all sort of while maintaining an ethereal and a heavenly voice. So we're looking forward to hearing you today, Bilal. Fresh off of two albums released last year after a decade, a live project recorded at Glass House in Brooklyn, New York, as well as a brand new studio album titled Adjust Brightness. I'm beyond honored to have Bilal in our studios today to join us for an offering of music this afternoon. We're going to get more glimpses of brightness and genius from Bilal with the conversation. But first, KNKX is pleased to introduce the incomparable Bilal.
Always be that way, but nothing ever Reality. open your arms and close your eyes to see. When you return again, right back where you started from. And on until you break the chain.
Little bit of everything, right, as promised. Give it up one more time for Bilal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bilal, I want to start, if we can, sort of at the base. Let's set the scene, because when I listen to you from, you know, the beginning of you know, Firstborn with Soul Sister all the way up until now, it's jazz to me. But it's everything, but the root feels like jazz.
Yeah.
You grew up in Philadelphia. I mean, the history is rich with jazz there. Coltrane, Billie Holiday, Kenny Barron, fast forwarding it to Jill Scott and the Roots. How has that influenced you, being coming from that area and just sort of knowing that the jazz giants that you're following in the footsteps in, and also the people that you're walking with?
It's pivotal. Yeah. You know, it's probably the main ingredient. The cool thing about Philly is the old heads, they bring you in, they teach you. So I always put myself in those situations to learn. I grew up in a jazz club in Philly called Zanzibar Blue. My dad's best friend owned the club, so my dad used to sneak me in as a kid to see the bands play. So I grew up watching jazz musicians and their talk, you know, their dress. And then, you know, the older I got, you know, I've been learning the music. So I've always, you know, been fascinated with that.
Yeah, I mean, you are jazz to me. I mean, the look, the personality, everything, you know, I try to act like jazz myself. So whatever way that is. So with the root of jazz following on in your music career, you actually have some background in classical or training. You went to a conservatory school in Philadelphia?
I went to a performing arts high school in Philly, and I studied classically there. And, you know, I was in a bunch of, like, all-city stuff. And then in college, I kind of dabbled a little bit. I had, like, opera friends and stuff. It was always a thing that I was, like, would kind of do for, you know, was into. I love music, you know, so I just hear it all as the same thing, kind of.
I mean, hearing your music and then sort of knowing you have a background and sort of going to performing arts school, mm. were there any like battles with professors or teachers with like your what, maybe with your with your growing artistry?
Yeah. Absolutely.
You seem more like a classically trained rebel, if anything.
Oh yeah, so. I've always been. I've always had my own ideas. I would always get into the main argument was, this is just theory. What? I'm like, it's just a theory, though. At the end, I can do what I want, right? You know? So.
No, you've been doing what you want. I mean, there's it seems like a lot of it's just improv. So, mm-hmm. I mean, how are you able to sort of gather that energy live on stage and in studio as well? What's sort of the difference between performing live versus in studio?
Well, in studio, we're just capturing mistakes and making them dope, you know? And live, we're just making mistakes and just leaving it there. And it's dope.
Absolutely, you know? So, you know, you've got some love here in Seattle. This isn't your first time, you know, visiting us here. You were here earlier this summer at the Pier, down here. You're also at Tractor Tavern for Earshot Jazz Festival this year. I was talking to you outside and got some news that a lot of your vinyl records are actually sold out here in Seattle. So,
that's you know, a shame. We gotta work on that.
Yeah, we love you up here. Can you, I mean, the Seattle vibe, I mean, following like Roy Hargrove and Christian McBride, McBride has played up here. Roy Hargrove has played up here. Do you get a sort of a vibe when you come up here to Seattle?
Yeah, I mean, it really feels like it's a well-diverse crowd. Like, you know, playing in a crowd in Seattle, it's like everybody's there. You know, all age groups, all walks of life. I feel like the people here really love music and it's just a culture of artistry. You can feel that. It's almost like the cats here are studied, and they, you know, they know what they're listening to, like a European crowd or something, you know. It was dope.
Well, we appreciate you coming up here again, blessing us. I want to talk about a little bit more just outside of music, because I'm just curious about overall, who you are, Bilal. Talking outside, you mentioned you have some paintings. So are you an artist or a sketcher? Are you?
Oh yeah, I've been kind of painting since Corona, as I had stopped like making. You know, you can't really be nowhere but by yourself a lot of times. So I just got into painting, you know, and. I had always sketched, you know. I always keep like a sketchbook or wind up sketching in my, you know, writing book journal. So I just took it to another level. I was trying to show my kids, you know, how to shade things and what to do. And they wound up playing video games, and then I turned into a painter.
good way to make use of the time. Good way to make use of the time. So I want to go back to the music, actually, because your lyrics to me they're more like philosophy, you know, like statements rather than just like I'm, you know, writing a song. How is it for you sort of digging into yourself emotionally, if any, mm-hmm. and trying to like find those lyrics or the words for the songs that you're trying to create?
It's a battle. It's a trip, you know. I just try to be as authentic as I can and then try not to do that after that. You know, so a battle of not being contrived after you've contrived. So, but then sometimes I'll go in there and just start singing like I'm channeling something. So, like I said, it's a bunch of beautiful mistakes. And I'm sitting there either with a broom or, you know, it's like a camera.
Going back to your most recent show, a lot of the folks that were leaving kept saying a similar phrase was "energy never dies." Energy never dies, and that you mentioned that, or you were chanting that during one of your performances,
man,
one of your songs.
I was just thinking about my friend D'Angelo, and I don't know. Most of the time when we playing live, I'm channeling. I don't even remember what happened afterwards, and you know, just stuff gets into me, you know.
Thank you so much for the words there. And thank you for coming into our studios. One more time, give it up for Bilal. Thank you. Forgot, it's been a while since I've done these things. Forgive me. big thanks to the band and Bilal. You once again, explore our massive studio session archive at knkx.org. A big thanks to Parker Miles Blom, Brian Monahan. Thanks to Brenda Goldstein and our entire KNKX studio session crew. I'm Therese Stefan. Thank you for listening.